Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Shotgun snap. Wants to throw. Pocket collapsing in the end zone. Spins away. He's dropped. He's dropped in the end zone for the safety. It was Ed Oliver who got him. The Bills get a safety on the play.
John Murphy on the call. Ed Oliver. Big sack there. Some pressure up the middle. Von Miller had been out. It was much needed. And the Bills win the game in part because they got that safety. 803-0550 is the phone number. What's the trouble with the Bills' offense right now? Is it the coordinator? Is it Allen's elbow? Or do you think it's the roster construction? I think you can make a solid argument that it's any of the three, or maybe that all three are playing into it. But which one do you think is the most? What's the biggest reason for it, I should say? Let's go to the phone lines. Give us a call. 803-0550. We'll start with Steve in Watertown. Steve, you're on the Extra Point Show. How's it going?
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Listen, there is a solid point for all three, but I'm a firm believer, and I'm the dope that shuts the TV sound off and listens to Murph and Sal and Eric Wood. I'm the dope that gets the All-22. I'm the dope that charts this. And Shakir is not in an open position. They're scheming him open. It's within steps. The play with Cook yesterday, he was behind a linebacker. He steps out another 3 feet, 2 feet. He's wide open where Josh threw the football.
Yeah.
So it's not all scheme, although it's not perfect. Some of it is relying on young players, rookies and such, that are in the wrong position. And the other part is, the biggest part, and this is Jimmy's and Joe's and X's and O's, Josh Allen's not healthy. His arm hurts. And we were up against hell in Orchard Park with a snowstorm. 2 wins in 5 days. That's nobody in the NFL has done that. And then been out of their beds, and then people are saying, oh, we should have stayed in Detroit. Where do you want to sleep, in your bed or in a hotel bed? I like being home. Have a great day.
Thanks for the call, Steve. Let's get in connected with our fans, brought to you by the law firm of Gelber & O'Connell. We take your personal injury case personally. James Cook had the misstep that Tony Romo pointed out on the television broadcast, where it was almost intercepted. In fact, the refs called it a pick before changing it, because the sky ref can actually see things as opposed to the refs on the field. So it got changed very quickly, and the Bills escape a mistake that was maybe a little bit on the quarterback, but probably was a lot on the running back as well. Cook kind of fading to the left when he should have gone to the open field on the right. Allen throws it there. Those two just not on the same page in that moment. Then Cook has a drop a couple of plays later. There are some young players in this offense. Cook, not really establishing himself this year, it's something that I think the Bills were planning on having that they don't. And then you're right. That is a play, there's a couple of plays, where it's not scheme, it's personnel. And it feels as though that hasn't been helping Dorsey. But like the caller, Steve, I don't think what Dorsey's been doing is perfect. There isn't as much pre-snap motion. There isn't as much creativity. It does feel more like, I got this play, Josh, you'll figure it out. And that's simplifying it way too much, I know. But trick plays, McKenzie sweeps, you know, these little bubble screens to the running backs out of the backfield, just where is it? Where is any of it? Let's go to Kyle in Toronto. You're on the Extra Point Show. What's up, Kyle?
What's up? Good morning, guys. So I was actually in the game. I went to the game yesterday in Detroit with my brother and some friends. And I was probably a third of the stadium was Bills fans, which was awesome. And you sort of you mentioned most of the points I was saying, but I really don't buy that it's Allen's elbow that's leading to the stagnant offense. I mean, Allen's elbow wasn't bugging him in Green Bay in the second half. And, you know, my point about, and I've been sort of on Dorsey's back all season, but I think the one thing, of course, there's some personnel issues like the previous caller said about Cook. But one thing that's pretty obvious is second half, our offense looks worse. And so to me, that's indicative of being outcoached and having the other team make adjustments and us not being able to counter it. So, you know, if we were stable all game with our offensive play calling, it's one thing. But the fact that every second half we seem to struggle more than even we do in the first half suggests to me that we have a problem with our coaching. And I think exactly what you said, there's no creativity in the play calling. There's very few, you know, plays. And, you know, it's hard to imagine that McKenzie, Knox, Davis are all having off seasons. To me, it's that the play calling isn't getting them into the spots that were successful last year. And maybe missing a guy like Beasley to have a reliable outlet for Josh, which was his safety net, is one guy where I think we're missing. But it's hard to not believe that Dorsey's not the main problem and the play calling needs to be better.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Kyle. A lot of good points there. And I agree with the point that, I mean, most of those I agree with. McKenzie, Knox, and Davis all having off seasons. There's no way. It's got to be in part how the offense is designed. All those guys' efficiencies have been cut in half. Not Knox. Knox, I guess it's relatively the same. But Davis and McKenzie. Davis and McKenzie are putting up similar production to what they were doing in half the snaps in previous seasons. That should not be the case. How did that happen? How did they go from every time they're on the field, Davis more so than McKenzie, they're producing, to now they're starters, expanded workload, and they're just not a part of the offense? I don't know. I don't get why that's happened. Because those were two players that the Bills have been able to count on and had earned expanded roles. And Davis has the athletic profile to be able to use him and make him a part of the offense regularly. He is a good downfield receiver, a great one. A great downfield receiver. I guess maybe I, in some, overestimated how far he had come from college to now. Because we heard Patrick Peterson, cornerback from the Vikings, say in a podcast recently that he knows Davis only runs a couple of routes. And that was the book on Davis coming out of college. It wasn't that he was fast. He had the ability to get open down the field. He had the size to be able to win contested balls. It was, he only ran three routes at UCF. It's all we heard about him after the Bills picked him. He's raw. He only ran three routes at UCF. And I don't know, I had felt like maybe we had reached the point where Davis, like, that wasn't a thing anymore, that he did run a full route tree. And if that's not true, if that's not the case, then I guess a little of that could be on Davis, but a little bit that could be on Dorsey, too, if he's using him in a very specific way. But a lot of that schematics is over my head for how Dorsey is using Davis, how Dorsey is using McKenzie. The overall point from Kyle's call I want to take, though, is the safety valve not being there. Could that be where a lot of these turnovers are happening? These picks in the red zone and really all around the field. Were those Beasley plays last year? Were those Beasley plays that Allen is now forcing down the field? I don't know. One more call before we hit a break. Let's go to Mike in Rochester. How's it going, Mike?
Hi there. Hey, you know, one thing, you know, everyone's talking about the offensive coordinator. Well, you know, the offensive coordinator also helps when they have a healthy quarterback to practice with. And my understanding is that Allen has really not been practicing much, if at all, with the team. And, you know, but I also agree with the, you know, I was going to say, too, I think, yeah, you know, Beasley meant a lot to Josh Allen the first couple of years as he was developing. And one more point about Gabe Davis. One of the things they said when he was drafted is that he is a very intelligent, very smart player, and he knows how to run routes. I never heard the three-route thing, but, yeah. You know, he runs those three routes very, very well. And, you know, all you have to do is just look at, the Chiefs playoff game, and you can see how well it works when they have some time to practice and Allen is feeling healthy.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for the call, Mike. That was going to connect with our fans, brought to you by the law firm of Gelber and O'Connell. We take your personal injury case personally. The practice time, he's been limited. He was limited to practice all this week, at least. So I don't know exactly how many reps he's been getting, if it's been all of them, if it's half of them, if it's 80% of them. I don't know. But, yeah, I'm sure it does affect them in some way. I'm sure the snowstorm and Allen's injury and all those players getting sick last week and their limited practice time on the field together has affected them in these two games. But it's hard to pin it all on that because a lot of their problems extend beyond just the last two games. We're going back to the Steeler game. Everything after the Steeler game for a lot of these. The red zone picks, the lack of a number two weapon on a consistent basis. It's hard to make that point today, though, because McKenzie was so good yesterday. But I got a point on him, actually, when we come back. Why I think McKenzie was good yesterday and why I think you can't necessarily count on him every week to be a consistent producer, but you can count on him this coming week, too. We'll get to that when we come back. And more phone calls. 803-0550 is the phone number. Joe DiBiase and the Extra Point Show on WGR.
The snap. Josh wants to throw. Fires left side. Caught. Touchdown. Stephon Diggs, touchdown Buffalo. They moved it all the way down the field, and the Bills regained the lead with 2 minutes 40 seconds left.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.